Main real estate headlines. Building permits in ME, navigating paperwork for vacant land development. The source outlines the paperwork and process for obtaining building permits on main vacant lots or property acreage, including soil tests and frequently asked questions. Real estate professionals in ME need to guide clients through permit requirements to prevent delays in land transactions and development timelines. Review the permit FAQ at the source URL to better advise clients purchasing undeveloped land in Maine. Maine real estate headlines: Maine realtor commission rates edge below national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Maine's average real estate commission at 5.57%. Local professionals can benchmark their fee structures against this verified ME market rate. Review the full survey data at the source URL to inform your pricing conversations. Maine real estate headlines. Commission change is mostly a non-issue for ME real estate so far, agents report. A shift in how commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, according to most agents. ME real estate professionals can monitor local market conditions without expecting major disruption from national commission rule changes. Read the full story at themainemonitor.org to see how your peers are adapting. Background and context: why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of ME cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context: when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most ME jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context: three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.